Priority four, it says in our Bibles, teachers of good things. One word in the Greek language, teach what is good, is what it says in NIV, NAS, ESV. And God is looking for godly, mature women who surrender their minds, their bodies, their appetites, as he's already said, you know, all these words that we've already looked at, in order for them to model godliness in an ungodly world. Their life becomes a teaching tool. Their life showing restraint, showing not being under the influence of any substance or activity that is stronger on them than God. You know, it is amazing how we can be completely subdued. There was an article this morning in the New York Times that says, is your gadget controlling your life? It's just interesting the way gadgets, how we allow outside forces to dictate us. And God says, don't let anything dictate you and become instead a teacher of good things. To seek God's rule over every part of my life so that my life becomes a model. It's a reoccurring theme of this passage. And here's the final priority. You take all this desire to represent God and not slander and not be addicted and be a teacher of good things. And look what you do with it in verse 4. That they admonish the younger women. The chief highest calling within the church of any woman is to be a teacher of younger women. The highest reward is for them to come alongside and say, this is how God wants you to live, and I want you to follow Christ as I am. That's the whole goal of this passage, focusing on verse 4, that they admonish. ESV says train. NIV says train. Encourage is what the New American Standard says. And all of these versions capture this word that they come alongside and encourage a younger person and say, hey, while you're looking at your priorities, here's your life, here's what God wants, how does your life match up with what God wants? And they look at it and shine the word of God onto their life choices, and they encourage, train, admonish. God is looking for godly, mature women who will make it their lifelong goal to resist the temptation to be self-absorbed, to spend all my time with my plans and my pictures and my updates and my hobbies and everything else. And instead of being self-absorbed in all their activities of life, asking God to guide them in how to fulfill his desire that they be investing in others. We have a detached world. People don't mentor others. They don't nurture others by habit anymore, like the old world. Even the education system was not lecture, it was mentorship, it was an apprenticeship. You actually learned and you came alongside and learned what this teacher knew. You didn't see them on a screen and you didn't hear them on a device. You actually face to face worked with them, just like Jesus with the disciples, and you became like them. We've lost that. We are overwhelmed with facts and information. But this face-to-face nurturing, investing my personal life in another in a detached world is passing away. And this wise, focused, restrained life is what God designed women to be. Women are investors. Women are nurturers in others. And God says, that's the ministry in Christ's church that pleases me, and I want you to do it.